This goes to Dr. Jinu, J-I-N-U, last name P-U-T-H-E-N like November, P like Paul, A-R-A, M like Mary, P like Paul, I-L. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Elaine Fox, F-O-X, date of birth 6-8 of 1958. Dear Dr. Puthan Parampil, this is a consultation for Mrs. Fox, who was sent for evaluation of elevated BUN levels with normal creatinine levels. She is a 66-year-old female patient. Her biggest complaint is shortness of breath with exertion, which includes climbing stairs, generally 8 steps. If she climbs her 8-step staircase at home, when she gets to the top, she's very out of breath, and she actually gets dizzy at that point. And she has had an echocardiogram that showed mild pulmonary hypertension, and she was referred to cardiology in Midland. And the cardiologist has ordered calcium, cardiac calcium scoring. Report is still pending, but preliminary report shows a score of 0 calcium scoring. So that's a reassuring finding. She is able to do most other exercises. She works out at the gym with weights and core work, but it's the ascending stairs that tend to cause significant symptoms. She has no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no edema, no claudication symptoms, no unusual rashes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, dyspnea on exertion, mild pulmonary hypertension. Past surgical history, she's had colonoscopy most recently in 2017. Social history, she is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for stroke, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies, medications, Valsartan 80 milligram daily, Crestor 5 milligram daily, CoQ10 100 milligram daily, multiple vitamin daily, fish oil 1 daily, baby aspirin. She takes 3 daily. Physical exam, height 5 foot 7 inches, weight 150 pounds, pulse is 79. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with uvula midline. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. Brisk capillary refill, fetal pulses 2+ bilaterally, full sensation intact. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 5th of 2024. Her BUN is 24, creatinine 0.7, sodium is 139, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 29, glucose 95, calcium is 9.8. 3.9 of 24, BUN is 19, creatinine 0.72, other labs are within normal limits. And CBC, hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. In 110 of 23 urinalysis, a trace of blood, negative protein, no crystals, no casts are noted. And BUN was 14 at that time. Sodium was 136, creatinine 0.7. Albumin 4.9, calcium is 9.3. And 110 of 23, we have a CT scan of abdomen pelvis without contrast. There was no hydronephrosis, no hydroureter, no renal or ureteral calculi were noted. Assessment and plan, mildly elevated BUN levels, possibly secondary to decreased hydration. This will not be harmful in any way for kidneys, and it is not an indication of chronic kidney disease. We've encouraged adequate hydration for this patient and routine lab work to check levels. And two, mild pulmonary hypertension being followed by cardiology in Midland. We will keep her on standby for follow-up since this is minor elevation and it's idiopathic in nature, most likely secondary to decreased hydration. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.